USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House has approved a resolution to block President Trump's national emergency declaration. He declared a national emergency at the border so he could pull funds, mostly from the military, to build a border wall after Congress turned him down for the money. Democrat Barbara Lee says the president is out of bounds.
This emergency declaration is a blatant attempt to subvert the Constitution and get around Congress's sole power of the purse.
Republican Michael Burgess urged lawmakers to vote against this challenge to the president.
Allow the president to do the job he was elected to do and secure the southern border.
The resolution next goes to the Senate, where questions are growing over whether the president's action is constitutional. The vote in the democratically controlled House was 245 to 182. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.